The Use of Ideals by H.G. Wells. Narrated by David McCran. Ideals, said my uncle. Certainly ideals. Of course, one must have ideals, else life would be bare materialism. Bare fact alone, naked necessity is impossible barren rock for a soul to root upon. Life, indeed, is an unfurnished house, an empty glass in a thirsty land, good and necessary for foundation, but insufficient for any satisfaction unless we have ideals. Or, again, ideals are the flesh upon the skeleton of reality, and it cannot live without them. It always appears to me, said my uncle, that the comparison of ideals to furniture is particularly appropriate. They are the draperies of the mind, and they hide the nakedness of truth. Your fireplace is ugly, your mere necessary shelves and seats, but planks and crudity, all your surroundings, so much office furniture, until the skilful hand and the draperies come in. Then a few cunning loopings and foldings, and behold, softness and delicacy, crudity gone, and life well worth the living. So that you cannot value...